Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Ted versus the FCC on the way right after emails on our question. No details. Where's the craziest place that you've had sex? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com. Uh-oh. Yeah. The band room office with my English teacher. Love you guys. Thanks, Ed from Chad. Right.
Did they correct your English when you're having sex?
Yeah, you didn't use really good punctuation there, Chad.
Ola Cholas, I once got it on directly behind the top of the head of the troll under the Aurora Avenue Bridge, the troll in Fremont, in the middle of the day.
Yeah, troll sex.
Later that same day, the same girlfriend and I were across town by Seattle Center and ended up in an elevator that stopped working halfway up the ride to the top. So instead of going all speed two and panicking, we just took off our clothes and went right there in the elevator. Damn, we just didn't give anything about it at the time. I ought to be 19 again. That from Federal Way J.
Oh, he said, we didn't panic, we had sex. I'm imagining him on a plane. It looks like things are going to crash. Relax, everyone. Have sex with you.
Gentlemen, the craziest place I've ever had sex was at a rave on top of the Rainier building when it was the Tully's building. Good times. That from Justin. Happy Friday, gentlemen, and a positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
Then-girlfriend, now-wife, were dating while I was in the military. I returned home on leave one time, and since she still lived with her parents, we had to get a little creative, where we would sneak around and do some sexy time. So we're in the shopping mall one day and managed to make our way into the JCPenney dressing room and proceeded to get it on there. We could hear a guy trying on clothes in one of the stalls next to us. It was pretty risky stuff, but definitely a memorable experience. I highly recommend it. That from Nerd Patrol.
Nerd Patrol, if I were the guy in the other stall, I would have at least reached under and grabbed your leg.
Just make it fun. Yeah,
exactly.
You haven't sex over there?
Look out.
I see 4 feet.
Mind if I join?
Ooh, now I only see two. Gentlemen, back in my Navy days, my heterosexual life partner Boobs and I used to drive to Farmville, Virginia on weekends to party in a college town. One weekend, there was a toga party in a frat house, and I met a fair maiden, sturdy gal. And after talking for a while, next thing I knew, we're having a roll in the hay on the front lawn of the fraternity house. During the act, I hear Boob screaming, "Everybody get out here and see this!" Then he grabbed the camera, told me to look up. I have a big smile on my face and a thumbs up, and the moment was captured in history in front of a crowd of about 100. Fast forward 2 weeks, my buddy is playing a gig in Virginia Beach. And when I show up at the bar, everyone is wearing a white t-shirt, about 50 people. Then I look closer and realize that Boobs had made t-shirts with a picture enlarged on it and handed them out to everyone in the show as they came in the door. Classic Boobs. Peace and love, bitches. That from Spees.
I hear about Boobs a lot. I'd like to meet Boobs one day.
As we move on to the birthday emails, Ola Bacholas, my name is Ezra, pronounced better than. It is my 39th year on the planet to celebrate since I work at a pot shop. I'd like a big old bong rip and the dirty German talking about drinking too much and passing out instead of getting birthday sex. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Yeah, if you drink enough and pass out soon enough, you will wake up tomorrow and realize you did have sex with a dirty German.
Bitches, my fisherman nephew is turning 39 today. Could you send him a Your Penis Is Too Small, a couple of thrill shotgun gets, and the dirty German talking about dipping his pole in the water. Rock on, guys. That from Juan.
Get! 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 Yeah, I like to dip my pole in the water, although I don't know why you call it water. Unless it's because it was so cold.
Guys, I want to like to wish my wonderful boyfriend, Tim, a very happy 41st birthday. He is a fantastic person, deserves a special shout-out on his special day. So may he please get an original fish sandwich and, of course, a happy Chinooka. Thanks so much for all that you do. That from Laura.
To our good fish sandwich.
Happy Chinooka.
Yes, happy Chinooka. Guys, no one else is going to do this for me today, so here goes. Never gets old. James in Auburn is 49. Shout out to Llama, Paula, Bacon, and Joe. Hopefully we'll have a live day in 2021 that we can all attend. Please play Leon plus all the animal noises from Mike's intro, the fish sandwich medley, if you will. So can we have a, I think Leon by meaning...
A Leroy.
A Leroy, yes. And then maybe the fish montage medley we have there, sir. Yeah.
Leroy!
A fillet of fish sandwich.
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Hello, guys, I turned 50 today, and I don't like it because I'll be in the 50-plus bracket on dating websites. Can I get a second up cupcake and a big old Leroy Jenkins? Thanks a lot, guys. You keep life fun. That from Air Fryer Ron.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Let's do this, Leroy Jenkins!
Well, which all is, I love listening to your guys' show. You make our crazy life a little bit more enjoyable, so thank you. I'd like to wish a hubby a happy 63rd birthday. Today he's had a pretty tough year. He was an hour from death a year ago and has made it through to see 63. In 6 days, his service dog, Skeeter, also celebrates his 63rd birthday.
Skeeter.
So he's 9. Can you guys in Thrill talk all over each other about the love for big breasties, please? Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking that from Loud Love.
Big breasties. Man, you just came to the right place if you would like an answer to this question. I mean, first of all, they're fun to look at, they're fun to play. They're the easiest kind of boobs to nickname. I mean, that's the whole thing. You can call them.
Yeah.
Love them.
Favorite thing. Guys, today it's my dad's 62nd trip around the sun. He's been listening to you guys as far back as I can remember, and I'm 40, needless to say, so a long-ass time. Greatest man I've ever known. Can I get a Your Penis Is Too Small? And since he's been working at an oyster company for over 40 years, I'd like to hear what the dirty German thoughts are on shellfish. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking. That from Tom.
Yeah, shellfish are quite easy. While most women describe it as being something like a shrimp, I quite... personally prefers the clam.
The big shellfish.
Yeah, German shellfish humor.
Hi, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers.
Oh,
Jesus.
Schweinefleisch.
Well, I didn't know what you thought about Robin, but now I know. Thank you, Robin. We appreciate that. Couple of extra emails here for you. As far as what blew up, but guys, about 20 years ago, a new NFL draftee built his house next door to ours and threw a raging 4th of July party.
All right.
Entire neighborhood is in the streets launching fireworks when the new guy decides to launch a giant mortar that he picked up at the reservation. One of his guests walks out the front door of his home with a plate of food and yells, "This macaroni is off the hook!" Right as the new guy launches his mortar, the tube falls over and shoots straight through the open front door, out the open sliding glass door, through the home, and explodes on their back porch. All we basically hear is, "This macaroni is off the hook, then!" Thankfully, no one was injured, but those idiots took their other giant mortars over to the elementary school a half mile away, and we heard two more kabooms in the distance. They lived there for a few more years, and that was the only crazy thing that ever happened.
That's
from LJ.
and Olympia. Okay.
As far as house rules go, Men's Room, a podcast listener. I'm a bit behind on the question. Listen on radio.com. My dad would not allow us, one of the house rules, to get our face painted. He had a strict rule against it. No face painting. The reason behind the rule was never explained. That from Susie in Snohomish.
I mean, look, face painting happens, what, once every 3 years, if you're lucky as a kid. I think my kids have had their face painted twice. And it sucked, but I mean, still, it's like, it's not going to happen again.
Yeah, but
it does not count the times they use a marker to draw on each other's face. But as far as going somewhere and having their face painted.
Right, but it's... I think the best explanation is no explanation a lot of the times.
You don't have to explain yourself to your kids.
You know what I mean?
My parents didn't explain crap
just
to me. I tell things to my kids.
Just a rule I have.
Yeah, it's my rule.
It was my parents.
Get a job. Me.
No face painting. You're not going to get your face painted. It's just the rule. Hey, when you're 18, paint your face every day.
That's always every day. When you're 18, you can
you
do
wake
this
up every day.
Every day,
paint your face. I don't care. You're in my house right now. No paint in the face. Why?
You know what? Challenge your parents on that.
It's the rule.
At the age of 18, paint your face every day. See if they're still okay with that.
Right. Let's see here. Olamacholas, when I was in college, my buddy and I went as shake weight instructors for Halloween. We both were dressed like Richard Simmons workout videos, and since the shake weight was relatively new at the time, we walked around and showed girls the proper form. Staring critiques with keep your arm at 90 degrees, elbows up, faster, faster. We'd always finish with, now open your mouth, which always got a good laugh from people. Good times. Keep on rocking. What did I wake up to, guys, when I was in college? My birthday was during finals week, and I had a final the day after my birthday. I continue to get blackout drunk to celebrate my birthday. Wake up to me missing my final and me freaking out. I'm going to fail this class. So I email my professor. Learned later that the final was optional. Ended up passing the class.
Huh.
Thanks, guys. That from Tony B. All right, I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Tate paints Rick's deck. Paint, tape, and Tate's paint can't cover deck. The deck Rick's wants Tate to paint. I can't, says Tate. I can't.
Three steps fast. Oh, God. Maybe the fastest Ted versus the FCC ever. The last one that he did last year. Who knows? Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing.
Whoa.
It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
What a late night we have. Got on the tongue twisters and rhymes and riddles. Not only for Ted today, but to be honest with you, we kind of pre-plan a little bit for all year. That way we got, you know, 15, 20 in the bank.
But we're already 3 years ahead. That's it. Because that's the kind of effort that we put in every Thursday night leading into Positive Friday.
That's right. But we kind of had a plan last night. We didn't get too crazy with it because we knew we were going to give Ted another shot at last week's Ted versus the FCC.
It was just that easy.
Because he didn't even get through the first one.
All right. So we're like, let's just stop at 15 each. And use the one from
just a false start, right.
And then we come into work and we forgot the Ted City of the day off.
Yeah. That's how I'm taking the day off.
But Mike Hawk, as far as the win and loss column, you are still an official participant of Ted versus the FCC.
Yeah, man.
This one goes to you today. And it goes something like this. Tate paints Rick's deck. Paint tape and Tate paint can't cover the deck. Rick wants Tate to paint. I can't, says Tate. I can't. The way we play Ted versus the FCC, you got to read that one time through and then three times fast.
This is certainly a mouthful here. Okay. Tate paints Rick's deck. Paint tape and Tate paint can't cover the deck Rick wants Tate to paint. I can't, says Tate. I can't.
Three times fast.
Tate paints Rick's deck. Paint tape and Tate paint can't cover the deck Rick wants Tate to paint. I can't, says Tate. I can't.
One.
Tate paints Rick's deck. Paint tape and Tate paint can't cover the deck Rick wants Tate to paint. I can't, says Tate. I can't.
Two.
Tate paints Rick's deck. Okay, let me start. Tate paints Rick's deck. Paint tape and Tate paint can't cover the deck Rick wants Tate to paint. I can't, says Tate. I can't.
Oh, the judges were not.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. Now, the good news is the slip
I'm not up sure.
is not a fireable offense.
Okay.
But
I'm not sure.
Do we need to go back to the tape on that one?
I think we need to go back
to
the tape.
Like, during the break, just listen.
Right now,
I believe it's a tie.
Oh, no. But there are no ties in Ted versus the FCC.
There must be a winner.
There's a winner and a loser. We'll take a break.
Okay.
We'll come back. We'll go to the tape. We'll find out, because I think there might not only have been one, but two slips.
Ah, oh, dang it.
But I'm not sure. We'll review the tape and be right back. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Okay, we're not sure about Ted versus the FCC today. Mike took on the challenge. Same one Ted lost to last week. But we do have an official ruling from the judges. Mike, you got the word from upstairs?
I do indeed. They had to go to the deep into the rule book for this one. And due to that, they did find evidence that suggested that this was indeed a lie.
The same tongue twister. This one might be impossible.
I'm not
this
proud of that.
This one might be impossible. All right.
I got it.
Count up, we will drink and we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Oh, hi, everybody. A man in Tennessee was arrested for arson after he set a grocery store on fire to try and scare away homeless people that were living there.
That'll do it.
I don't. What? I don't get the logic.
There is none. There is
you know,
no
homeless
logic.
People, they're afraid of the fire. We just got to build a big enough fire that'll scare them away.
So let me burn down the grocery store I'd like to get into.
They might be hungry.
Good Lord.
God almighty. I don't get it. Kellogg's and General Mills are turning some of their cereals into flavored nutrition drinks.
All right.
Cereal and nutrition in the same sense?
They said flavored.
Oh, right.
Flavored nutrition. That is the key word.
So that's...
Our cereal is not that, but we think we can recreate something nutritious that tastes like
for
that.
For the most part, cereal is not the worst thing.
I hope not.
Right. It's still not the best thing.
What is the deal with cereal? Other than sugar, right? I eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's
I
really
know
what it is.
But I mean, if you're rocking...
Basically, if you're lactose intolerant, you eat a bowl of cereal before you go to bed, you might fart all night.
Hey, man, I got that lactate stuff, man.
The only thing with me is I get older. Cereal is no longer a breakfast food, but it is a late-night food.
It is definitely a late-night food.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of a weird evolution. Like, ooh, Raisin Bran. Hell yeah. Well, I'll watch the news.
Well, I feel like I've heard that the sugar content within cereal, now obviously it depends on what cereal that you have, but the sugar content doesn't offset the good fibers that you'll get from it, which I think is basically all you really get. There's some vitamins in there.
Well,
that's...
like, look, cornflakes are not great for you.
Right.
Because it's corn. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's not the
it's
best
nothing but
thing
starch.
Believe it or not, granola is not great for you.
Why? Because you don't have a gizzard like the other birds?
It's just tough for your body to digest. Yeah. It's got a lot of crap. It's kind of like dried fruit. It seems like it's a good idea. But when you find out what's going on there, you're like, this stuff is not good for you. Your body can't digest it. It's got too much sugar in it.
Right.
And too many carbohydrates, believe it or not.
I gotcha.
I eat none of that.
No, I don't either. It's like it seems like the healthy option. Oh, apple snaps. No, they're terrible for you.
Right.
You might as well just eat a Lay's potato chip.
But if we can actually just make cereal flavors onto nutrition drinks.
I'm all in. If you can spray Cinnamon Toast Crunch on broccoli, call me a vegetarian.
Right.
I mean, but on that token, what counts as a nutrition drink?
Look, I would have Fruit Loops coffee if it tasted like Fruit Loops. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. I'll try.
I don't know if I'd go that route. That's
just
too
tastes
sweet
like
for
Fruit
me.
Loops.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
My woman who makes my coffee in the morning, she told me, like, dude, you've never had eggnog instead of cream? And I'm like, no. But then I'm like, oh, God, it's game changer. It's not too much eggnog, just enough flavor.
I've always been a black coffee guy, though. I experimented with creams. I tried it, and I just couldn't ever make one work.
That is weird to me.
Yeah.
I mean, not just black coffee, but they're like, oh, God, no, don't put cream in it.
It depends on the level of coffee. No offense to 7-Eleven. If you go into 7-Eleven, use their flavor creamers.
About half a gallon. I mean, you need to kind of dilute the...
It's okay coffee, but it does help with just have some taste to it.
It'll wake you up and keep you regular.
That's right. No, granted, it'll jack you up.
That's right.
But it'll still want it to taste good going down.
McDonald's is trying a new promotion where they're using throwback prices on certain items every Thursday in February.
You throwback, like cheaper?
Exactly. So they're going to go back to, like, some of them even original prices. I think that there's one Thursday that they were setting that you can get a McFlurry for, like, 25 cents.
Now, look, as a customer, we love this idea.
Right.
Employees hate this.
Right.
They absolutely...
Well, the McFlurry wouldn't be the worst because no one's ordering 50 McFlurries.
See, you're saying that. They hate this promotion.
I will also say, as a consumer, I'm not a fan of it either, just based on the time that we're in right now. Now, obviously, things are going to start opening up as they go. But currently, the only access to a lot of these franchises is their drive-thru window.
Right.
No matter where you go, I don't know how last time you guys have been kind of out of town and where drive-thrus are abundant, but it is wrapped around the building several times.
Oh, yeah. We see the pictures anyway.
Absolutely.
See, that's why I cut in line.
So now when you get these promotions where things are incredibly cheap, like, that line goes up sevenfold.
My problem is I'm always in front of them at like 10 o'clock, 10:30. They're still serving breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Just when you get to that window.
I want a hamburger, man. I do. Even at 10:30 in the morning, I want a hamburger.
When do they flip to lunch?
Well, some flip, like McDonald's, for example, which is normally where that's my go-to spot.
Sure.
So on the weekend, some of them push lunch up to like 11.
Huh. That's right. Not bad.
It is for me.
Because he wants a burger.
I want a burger.
That's
at 10.
Fair.
All day breakfast, how about all day your menu?
Yeah, you know what? I've done that one too. Sometimes I just stop and grab something. It's like 10:45.
What a freaking Big Mac. Sorry, I eat at 10:45. I'd rather have that than your McGriddle.
I eat my cereal at night, my burgers in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's upside down in my life.
Miles, do you ever do the McGriddle?
I haven't tried it.
Oh, worth it, man.
But this is my year of trying new things.
Okay.
Oh, a McGriddle.
Go for it.
I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to even get the breakfast burrito. Who knows?
Do it, man.
I mean...
Wild and crazy Miles.
Exactly. Look
living out. On the edge.
Look out.
I got a McGriddle, goddammit.
I came to
you heard about these?
Sure have, man. Yeah.
Holy man. Pizza Hut is testing drone delivery in Israel.
Bad idea.
It's a terrible idea.
I'm just going to get shot down and eaten.
That's not the place I would test. That's all.
Yeah. Just gotta hope they got.
I wish them luck. I just
gotta hope they got
idea.
The right toppings. On
right. Right, that's like some sort of pizza fairy flying around, man. Yeah. You just gotta knock one down. You get a free pizza. I don't care where you're at. That's a terrible idea.
Anywhere, man.
Anywhere.
I'm a grown man.
Right.
If I think it's a good pizza, I'm taking it out,
dude. But the difference is, like, you know, you get in your car and you drive, right? You deliver the pizza.
Sure.
Now you're in a control room with like a really professional grade drone.
You hope
you're like a pilot, man.
I bet you they program.
I was about to say there's got to be some automation.
Program your address.
Yeah, step outside on your lawn.
Just think about it, okay? Your
please step outside,
Miles. Think about it. Your Pizza Hut. Are you going to entrust these multi-hundred-dollar drones to 16-year-olds?
Well, you have to. You have to make the investment to be. What if I order two pizzas?
I bet
I'm not going to make two trips.
They're
going
to be automated,
right? I got a sneak in hunch they're going to be automated.
Okay.
Which is why it'll be easier to steal the pizza.
That's right.
That's the thing.
Michael Jordan's got a brand new golf course he opened up, right?
Okay.
So they don't have a cart person that comes out with drinks or food. They deliver all the food by drone on the golf course and drop it down in like a tray. All
right.
All your drinks, mixed drinks. I'm like, this is unbelievable.
That is outstanding.
I'm playing that course.
I'm ordering
every hole.
Until you get one shaken up beer because one guy's doing donuts up there in the sky with a drone bringing you your beer. But I will say, you know, it used to be that you had to go out in the woods to hunt your food down. Now you're just going to sit on the back porch and wait for one of the pizza drones to come over.
Right. Ah! Pizza fairy.
Yeah. There's a company hiring candy taste testers full-time at $24 an hour.
$24
an hour. Full-time.
The thing is, you're going to be eating the entire time you're at work.
Right.
So even if you have a five-hour shift, which doesn't seem like a long time. When's the last time someone said, like, I'm going to eat candy for 5 hours straight?
My daughter about 3 months ago.
Right. And how did that work out?
It was terrible.
It's one of those that sounds like a brilliant idea at first, and then 5 minutes in, you're absolutely horrified. When I was a kid, I remember telling my parents this. I want to be a video game tester, because that sounded great.
Sure.
I'm going to sit down, I'm going to play video games all day long. Me thinking, I'm going to play my favorite games to their entirety. My brother-in-law became a video game tester.
And taster.
A video game tester, and it is the same motion, the same movement over and over and over again, and then you tell them where all the bugs are at. This candy candy taste tester is going to be something similar. You're going to lick the same candy over and over and over again.
Well, no, I will say this. It could be for consistency. It could be for a lot of different things. But you're like, hey, dude, how'd you get diabetes? Oh, I took a part-time job making $24 an hour as a candy taster.
But I've been in that place in my life, my younger days. I would have taken that job in a heartbeat.
Sure.
But I get to eat. I get to eat. Seriously, and it's a job, man.
I know for a fact, if I am 19, 20 years old, I could ride a cover leather, and I could be one of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile drivers for a summer.
Well, why not now?
$35,000 a year.
Yeah.
I could drive the Wienermobile across the United States. I get to see all kinds of stuff. Don't think for 1 minute if that was available when we were younger, I would have jumped all over that. That would
have been your claim to fame.
Hell
you know,
yeah.
I used to be a Wienermobile driver back in the day.
Right.
Early
That's
on.
That's his pickup line?
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't get laid.
They made a
little cast iron one. It's hard. It's collectible. You know, you find those in the gas stations and stuff, man. I got the Wienermobile in a box not open.
According to a new survey, 68% of people say they have a hobby, skill, or passion that they think that they could turn into a career. We're kind of on this right now, so why not? 60% are trying to make that happen, and we actually do have the top 10 hobbies that we think that we could use to go pro.
Okay.
Then go pro.
Hobbies that we're going to make it big. So what do you guys think would be on that list of hobbies that we are going to turn into professions?
Huh.
Interior design.
Interior design.
Oh, what's the other one?
What do you think? What is the action?
Upholstery, sorry.
Oh, upholstery.
Like my wife does it.
Gotcha.
I'm like, oh, crap, what's it called?
Miles, any hobbies that you can think of that somebody might use to go pro?
But practically, like baking.
Right.
All right.
Something like that. Maybe you do something really cool.
Okay, so here are the 10 hobbies we think we could use to go pro. Number 10,
cooking.
Fitness. That's one that you hear a lot. The people that tend to get into fitness.
I haven't met those people.
I have. Sometimes I know somebody. When you get into fitness, when you've had some big miraculous change, you then have the drive of, I want to help other people like
me. I don't need a change. I know what I'm supposed to do. I know I can tell you what you should do. I can tell you to do that. I ain't doing it. He's like, I'm not going to do what I'm going to tell you to do. Yeah. I can put you through. I can make you sweat in a half an hour. I wouldn't do it with you. Run as fast as you can on this treadmill for 2 minutes. Okay, let's go. Yeah, okay.
You're doing it outside.
Right. I mean, like, I don't even have to be buff to do that.
Same wheelhouse at number 9, health or wellness. So I'm guessing that means
a
dietitian. Right.
Here's some chips and a banana. Which one are you going to pick? Here, take the banana. I'll eat these chips.
To me, it'd be real simple. You get one 24-hour class, $1,000, but it'll change your life. Watch me all day on the weekend.
All right.
At the end of that, don't do anything I did. You're healthier. It's that simple.
Do the opposite of everything that I did.
Eat the opposite and drink the opposite of anything that I am eating or drinking, and you're healthier.
10 hobbies that we think that we could use to go pro. Number 8, fashion.
You, Steve, could probably give somebody some decent tips.
Yeah.
But either way,
I doubt it.
Different clothes look better on different people.
That's one of those.
Depending on who you are, what you can pull off.
You know, but if you can do fashion, you can suit all body types.
And not saying that you. I think it's just more of a confidence level.
Sure.
You can pull off anything you want if you know you can pull off.
And you know who dressed like Prince? Prince.
That's
right. You know why? Because he was Prince. That's why no one else dresses like Prince.
And you do need. That's one of those professions where you do need to have a true passion for it in order to pursue it.
Right.
I would think.
And any more fashion at this point in the pandemic is not the top priority that we have on our mind right
now.
That's why you
no one's being
comfortable
seen.
Sweatpants.
Man, you wait for it. Zoom fashion's going to be a thing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, it's just the top.
That's right. Comfy bottoms, professional tops.
Give you a shirt.
Number 7, beauty, it just says. So I'm wondering if that's makeup, if that's
probably.
I mean, hair.
Look, there's a lot of people on YouTube, right, doing all this crap. And they have thousands of followers.
Sure, not.
Yeah, sure.
They do great. I mean, my daughter watches it all the time. She's fascinated by it. So.
Mm-hmm. But there you go.
Mm-hmm. 10 hobbies that we think that we could use to go pro. Number 6, music. A lot of people during the pandemic probably picked up an instrument and learned how to play it.
Well, there's those are the ones that should be teaching people.
So I think it depends on the angle. Are you teaching? Do you think you could be a studio musician or like doing production?
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? I think a lot of people, I think it's easier to get a job doing music production than to be a hired hand. You know what I mean? Playing in a band, man. So I would assume that's what they mean, but I don't know.
Do some tracks and whatnot for, you know.
Dropping tracks, please.
This bed right here that I got going on. Somebody had to put that together.
And somebody got paid for that.
That's right. Number 5, illustrating.
I'm not good, but yeah.
We all knew a doodler back in school.
Right, but if you can, do, man.
And I actually did witness an actual, for really somebody, turn that into a profit. So actually when I was in radio college, we had a doodler that was in class, and actually the morning show that was on my radio station in college hired this gal to make them a logo.
Oh, cool.
So. I was going to say, I mean, I could make a Kiss logo for you. Van Halen. Put that on a t-shirt.
There you go. Ta-da. These are the 10 hobbies that we think that we could use to go pro. Number 4, graphic design.
Back to what you just said.
If it can, do.
Sure. Absolutely.
And, yeah. Yeah. I just don't see people printing up a lot of things.
But it's everything. It's everything you see on the internet. I mean, everything you look at is what they apply it to. Right? If it's something that people, it could be a billboard, it could be a freaking license plate.
Absolutely.
If you look at it, they probably hired a graphic designer.
That's right.
My face, graphic designer. That's not what I normally look like.
No, but that logo on your hat.
Who did you pay that for?
Yeah.
Number 3, cooking. There we go.
I do believe that everyone probably has
a dish.
A dish.
A dish.
I've often thought of this concept of having a restaurant, right?
Okay.
You got a restaurant where you ask for people's best recipe.
All right.
You give them credit on the menu. Mm-hmm. You make those and you rotate those recipes. So basically, someone makes a kick-ass chili. They want to give you the recipe. This week, we're going to do Bob's Famous Chili. Bob lives in Marysville. He's won a couple of competitions.
Sure, sure.
This is his famous chili. $6 a bowl.
Boom.
Right?
For Bob's? I'll give you $7.50.
There you go.
Don't say it out loud.
He recommends cheese and onions on top.
Well, no, what Miles is doing is hoping someone will take that concept and then we can go there.
Right? Well, then we can give Miles credit.
Would you eat Brenda's pork chops?
Number 2, right behind it, is baking.
Yeah, okay, so if you can bake, please do.
I know somebody that gained a passion for baking and they turned it into their own business, so it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like baking.
It's a lot of work for not a lot of profit.
Right. And this is your number 1 hobby that we think that we could use to go pro.
Sex.
Everybody says it at some point.
Gigolo.
They're going to write a book. Writing.
I hate that guy.
Man, I'm going to write a book. Yeah, man, I wrote a screenplay, man. You want to read it?
No.
I've written like 5 of them, man, but this is my best one.
Go to any Starbucks after everything opens up. You'll find 6 writers inside there.
Do you have any movies? Oh, man. Just write imaginary movies.
Pretend they're successful.
I pretend that someone actually made the movie.
A man in Georgia won the lottery for $250,000 and a brand new Corvette, but there's one hang up.
What is that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. But first, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.